Indiana lawmakers want to increase penalties for some protests, including those that may cause property damage. Critics say this is just the most recent measure aimed at Black Lives Matter protesters, and Indiana isn't the only state with this kind of legislation. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports on the concerns and the potential consequences for Hoosiers.
More than 100 businesses across downtown Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, and Lafayette were damaged after largely peaceful Black Lives Matter protests escalated into clashes with police the last weekend of May. Senate Bill 198 is a response to those protests. The bill's author, Republican Senator Mike Young, says the bill is to protect businesses, not limit the free speech of protesters.
All this is an attempt to make sure we can have peaceful protests by our citizens, that their message is heard loud and clear by the elected officials, and to keep our businesses safe.
Jordan Geiger disagrees. He's a core member of Black Lives Matter South Bend and says this legislation will only be applied to Black activists and other protesters of color.
And it drives home the point that Black life does not matter, that insured property matters more than Black lives.
The bill does a number of things. Among them, it creates a new crime, conspiracy to commit rioting. It raises the penalties for violating curfews and rioting if there's more than $750 worth of damage or someone is seriously injured. Indiana isn't alone in this legislation. The International Center for Not-for-Profit Law tracks anti-protest bills in state legislatures. Senior legal advisor Ellie Page says 17 states have legislation similar to Indiana's.
So all things sort of taken together, I mean, if enacted, would be a catastrophe for our First Amendment rights.
Page says this isn't the first time state legislatures have reacted to protests, primarily with protesters of color, with harsher penalties. State lawmakers across the country responded to Dakota Access Pipeline protests in 2015 and Black Lives Matter protests in 2016 with harsher penalties for similar demonstrations.
This is a matter of lawmakers, instead of responding to the root of the protests and addressing people's legitimate concerns and interests, creating this kind of chilling legislation to silence them.
Indiana's legislative session is at its halfway mark, and SB 198 has been sent to the House, where a committee will likely hear it. At this point, Black Lives Matter South Bend organizer Jordan Geiger says he hopes people rally against this bill, but
we are relatively powerless when it comes to how and what legislation moves in the State House.
The ACLU of Indiana is campaigning against the measure. Katie Blair, Director of Advocacy and Public Policy, calls the bill unconstitutional and harmful to all Hoosiers' First Amendment rights.
Just because you don't support one issue, you have to know that this kind of stuff, it applies to you and the issues you care about as well.
Maya Perry, a core member of Black Lives Matter South Bend, says Black Hoosiers are already hesitant to demonstrate because their communities are already overpoliced. If the bill is signed into law, it just creates more hurdles.
These laws are not about, for anyone who's confused, these laws are not about keeping anyone safe. They're not about keeping people from rioting. They're specifically keeping Black people from advocating for their freedom, for fighting for their liberation.
But Perry says these laws are not new. They fall into similar patterns of response to demonstrations against segregation and against slavery.
This is exactly why we have to fight. This is exactly why we need to speak up. This is exactly why we need to reimagine what our communities could look like, what our states could look like without all of this.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.